And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 18th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Lots of wild action going on there. The Astros went to Pound Town on Nady Evaldi. That's why I said a risky play at that price point. Gilbert, not horrible, but not great. Another concern we had. How about Alex Cobb, though? Just going to throw it out there. Alex Cobb, Coors Field, sup. So that was some pretty good stuff there. The Giants got the bats going. There was a lot of offense. The Cubbies, loved that Cubby stack. It got going. But it was home run derby for the Astros, and then you had Aaron Judge double-donging it, and the Angels got theirs. There was a lot of action, but you needed that that Astros action for sure, paired up with Cobb and company, and you could have some fun indeed. Keegan Thompson was good too. Didn't go deep, but it was good. It's like we talked about. So we were on the right path. Let's do it for you again on a Wednesday. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, I am on Twitter, or I'm off and on in the Fantasy DJs Discord. If not, plenty of guys are in there, so just ask for an invite, and they'll chat it up with you and get your lineups going. We have a five-game early slate starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time and a six-game main slate. So let's cruise through both of them for you to get you a little Wednesday double-dose action. Your early slate, Tigers-Rays, 6.5. Braves-Brewers, 6.5. Giants-Rockies, 10.5. Twins-A's, 7.5. D-backs-Dodgers, 8. So you got Coors Field on the day slate and some really good pitching matchups. So this is a fun one to break down. Walker Buehler at 10-3. I'll pass. It's Arizona. You should usually attack with Arizona. But Buehler's been off, and there's some better options I want on this slate. Like Corbin Burns at $10K, $300 less. I know it's the Atlanta Braves, and that can be sketchy, but Burns is a 20-plus point machine with 35-plus point upside. I will take that time and time again as the not highest price guy. Atlanta striking out nearly 26% of the time versus Atlanta pitching. Give me Burns. Give me Burns. Give me Burns. Max Fried's intriguing at 93 as a good tournament pivot off of Burns because when you look at Max Fried going up against the Atlanta Braves, the Milwaukee Brewers, a Brewers team, striking out almost 25% of the time versus lefties, only hitting 218 with a 161 ISO. So a little bit of pop versus lefties, but they're striking out a ton. Average is low. So Fried comes in as a really intriguing tournament play because I prefer Burns in a heartbeat. I'll take Burns. But even on a five-game slate, if you can afford it, which you probably can, if you want to just put Burns and Fried out there, pay up for both of them, like in cash, that's what I would personally do. I'd pay for both of them. But if you want to even do it in tournaments, you got four other games you can stack up. Life is beautiful. If you don't want to, we got some other good options. Drew Rasmussen, $7,900. He's too cheap on this one. He has been really, really good. He scuffled a bit, only gave up one run, but only struck out one against Toronto. That was the problem. We talk about strikeouts. That's why we target certain guys that strike out a lot of dudes, even if they give up some runs, because Rasmussen's given up one earned run or less in four straight starts, five earned runs or more in every start, but only 1-5-3 strikeouts in his last three starts. That's limited the upside, but the upside is tremendous. And now you get a Detroit Tigers team that you know you can exploit. They're striking out 23.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 209 with a .194 ISO. Drew Rasmussen should be extremely popular on the slate. Like a Burns Rasmussen combo is great. If you want to be contrarian, a Fried Rasmussen combo is just as tasty. That's where I'd go. I'm not even going to try to sugarcoat anybody else. Those are the pitching options I'm going with on the slate. You're going with Burns, Fried, or Rasmussen. That's where I'm going. Maybe we'll get some lineups. Maybe we'll talk in the Discord to be different. But Burns, Fried, Rasmussen. I think if you do Burns and Fried together or Fried and Rasmussen together, you're still going to be unique enough. So keep that in mind. But that's where I'm looking at the pitching on this slate. And then if you're stacking things up, let's just go. We'll quickly through the bats. Catcher's position. I got no problem attacking Walker Buehler. So Dalton Varsho at 49 is a very good contrarian play. No one's going to really play Arizona. So that's a fun one. Then Logan Webb, who I love, he's been effective for the Giants, but he's not striking dudes out. So you put a lot of balls in play in Coors Field, you're going to eventually run into trouble. So Elias Diaz at 45 is interesting. I love Erod, big Erod fan. Nice start his last time out, but I'm a realist here. In tournament, Mike Zunino versus a lefty at 42 is always in play. So keep Zunino in tournaments as an option for you. Ryan Jeffers, if he gets to start for Minnesota at 32, is not a bad discount on the slate. And you play, you might get Kurt Casale back in Coors, $2,100. He double-donged on Monday night. Kyle Freeland on the bump, you get Casale at $2,100. That's like your lock-in. Just eat the chalk, move on situation that helps you pay for Burns and Fried. Just throwing it out there. First base position, if you want to fade Webb, CJ Cron's definitely in play in that ballpark. But I don't mind Brandon Belt versus lefty. I'm guessing, though, day game, not after a night game, they might give the veteran Belt a day off, but rough over there, but Flores over there, something like that. So keep an eye on the Belt situation for that game. Christian Walker hit another home run on Tuesday. He's really swinging it well. He's 3,800. Against Walker Buehler. I mentioned Wilmer Flores. He's first base, third base eligible. He's 3,200. Darren Ross, 3,400. And he's first base outfield. Those are two really good options versus Kyle Freeland, and both very affordable. Like I said, you can pay for Burns and Fried and be just fine on this slate. Other than that, though, Jose Miranda, I'm going to keep plugging just because I know the talent's there. Just hasn't produced yet. Hey, how about MJ Melendez's first career home run on Tuesday? I told you the kid can freaking rake. Just let him play, and he will be just fine. Going to second base, I will still play Ozzy Albies in tournaments if you're not playing Corbin Burns. Don't mind it at 5K. Probably want to save a few dollars, though, so you don't have to go there. I think the Twins can be intriguing because usually day games in Oakland are a little more lively, and it is going to warm up in Oakland over the weekend and San Francisco. So keep that in mind. But Polanco at 44 against Jeffries is quite nice. Other than that, though, man, Vidal Brujan versus Erod maybe at 3K. I don't hate it as an option for you. Sonny Gray needs to bounce back. Sonny Gray will be a cheap pitcher that people will use, though, because it is the Oakland Athletics he's facing. But Tommy La Stella is $2,100. He led off with a home run on Tuesday. Not sure he'll be starting versus the lefty, but someone to keep in mind. Third base position for you. Luis Urias versus Fried. If you're not using Fried at $4,900 is a really strong play. Ryan McMahon at 47, still swinging it well. Had another nice game on Tuesday. Didn't leave the yard, but a couple big hits. Drove in some runs. So McMahon at 47, someone to circle. Longo at 4K against Freeland. Like that quite a bit in that one. But Wilmer Flores at 32 is a great value. If you want to fade Rasmussen, the Candyman's only 3K. So keep him in mind as a potential punt. But again, your value is the Giants. The Giants can be chalky Giants with Corbin Burns. It's all about the. That's where if you play Freed with Burns, it should make things different. Now, if they're both chalked together, I'm going to be just like, wow, this is the easiest lineup to build, and none of it's going to go right. So keep that in mind. But shortstop position, Trey Turner against Zach Davies. The Dodgers are a great play in this one, so keep that on the radar. Of course, Luis Urias, I like always. Jose Iglesias and Coors at 43, not too shabby. Royce Lewis, keep going to him if you want 24 for savings. Like Minnesota could be a nice pivot off the cheap Giants. Like Dalton Jeffries has some ups and downs, but way more downs than ups. So I got no problem going with some Minnesota bats, especially the values like Royce Lewis and company to get you some of those big pitchers, maybe some big bats like in the outfield. Buxton 6K, don't mind it at all. He's definitely worth a look. You got Blackman and Joe and Coors at 5K and 51. Mentioned Dalton Varsho at 49 earlier. I think it's a really, really fun tournament to play with Dalton Varsho. Cheaper plays though, below 4K. It's murky, but Yastrzemski's 35. It's lefty-lefty, so see what they do. And the one thing with the Giants, with the lefty starting, you might see a bunch of righties in that lineup, and the second that lefty comes out, Yaz and company come walking in. So keep that in mind. That's the annoyance of the Giants. But Darren Ruff is 34, like that. Lamont Wade didn't play, but with the lefty on the bump, Austin Slater should be starting and likely leading off at $3,400. Again, could get subbed out, but he should start the game there. I think Pavin Smith's a good value at 31 versus Walker Buehler. That's a fun one for you. And then other than that, you're going to get some punts. Day game after night game, getaway days. Alec Thomas is 23 versus Buehler. Thomas had his first career home run on Tuesday, so he's another guy to have circled. But yeah, check the lineups and see what we got, and that's what the Fantasy Degens Discord is for. Recapping your pitching, Burns, Fried, Rasmussen is my main targets. A lot will go to Sonny Gray at 67 against Oakland. I get it. But I think that makes Oakland a fun stack potentially. Minnesota's a good value stack in this one as well. And then obviously you got your Giants. It's just a great, great value stack. I don't mind Colorado versus Logan Webb. Not many will go there. And I like Arizona versus the Dodgers. So those are a couple to think about to be a little different on this slate. All right, let's hit up the six-game main slate for you. Starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Yankees, Orioles, total of 8. Mariners, Jays, 8. Cards, Mets, 7. Pirates, Cubs, waiting on Wrigley. Angels, Rangers, 7.5. White Sox, Royals, 7.5 as well. And I think that is all of them. That is all of them. So our last game is at 8:10 Eastern. So we'll have an early night on Wednesday. But you're pitching on this 8-gamer. Mad Max Scherzer is 10-6 versus the St. Louis Cardinals. I can get on board with that. Mad Max is an absolute beast. The Cardinals don't strike out a lot, though. 20% carry, or 19% carry versus righties. But Mad Max is a different breed. So if you have to, like, split hairs, you can point to the K rate if you want. But it's Mad Max. I'll take my chances there. Because in reality, the guy you want to pay up for is Kevin Gausman at 10-1 against the Seattle Mariners. That's what you want. Jose Berríos, 7 shutout innings, only 4Ks because it's Jose Berríos. But on the flip side, Gausman will get that 22% K rate from the Mariners against right-handed pitching with a 243 average, 136 ISO. Gausman's got one of the best swinging strike rates in baseball, K-to-walk rates in baseball. Absolutely filthy. There will be a bad outing here or there. It's going to come. He's been too good. But I'll take my chances at 10-1, 500 cheaper than Scherzer against Seattle. Sign me up, Kevin Gausman. All aboard that train. What's criminal, though? Like, I think Gossman's still like the best play up here. But Garrett Cole's only $9,900 at the Baltimore Orioles. Cole's coming off four straight 25-plus DK performances, 6 innings or more in all 4 starts, 1 earned run or less in 3 of 4, 3 earned runs or less in all of them. 9 or more Ks in 3 or 4. The dude is filthy with a capital F right now. And you got the Baltimore Orioles. You know what to do there. 23% K rate. You just target Baltimore with guys like Garrett Cole. So this is similar to the early slate. If you can go like Gossman, Cole, and get value, all aboard that train. Shohei Ohtani at 92. Great spot versus Texas Rangers. Like, this is ace day in the early games and the late games. So you can play ownership if you want. I prefer Gossman and Cole. That's who I want. But Scherzer's just fine. Ohtani's outstanding. And you got Giolito at 83 against Kansas City. He's making his start because he's supposed to be Tuesday or Wednesday. It was decided on it's going to be Wednesday. He's fine at 83. So you got 5 elite options between $8,300 and 10-6. Like, really good stuff there. So you can play ownership. You can make your stacks and see what fits. You can do all that kind of stuff. If I have to pick two, I want Gossman and Cole. That's who I want. I want those beasts because they are the strikeout monsters in this group with those matchups. But all 5 are very, very serviceable on this slate. Going below Gio, though, hopefully you don't have to. Hopefully you can make it work, and I think you'll be able to. But Jordan Hicks at 66 is interesting. He's getting stretched out, and that is what we've been waiting for. He threw 77 pitches his last time out, got 5 innings in there. If we can get him to like 85, 90, we're getting closer. I'll probably wait another outing for him. But at 66, he's a potential punt if you need one. Other than that, I'm just going to try to pay up. Honestly, I'm not even going to try to get cute down here. The only cute one, you could do Dane Dunning at 73. He's been actually very darn good. His last outing was not great against Boston, but 3 really strong outings before that with 2 runs or less and 5 Ks or more in those 3 starts. He even had 6 Ks in his last start, even though he scuffled against Boston. So the strikeouts are there for Dunning right now, which is great to see. And you're going up against the Angels, who don't strike out a ton, but this year they're striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties. So that team is swinging a lot more in there, and they're thumping it. They're thumping it. So keep that in mind. But if you want to punt, Dunning's okay at 73 hundo. Bats on the 6-game main slate here. Catcher's position. Wilson Contreras swinging a good stick at 5,200 versus Contreras of Pittsburgh. Contreras on Contreras crime in Wrigley Field on Wednesday. Some values, though. Like, let's get a little cheaper at least. Love Yasmani Grandal at 39. The White Sox, I will attack Greinke all the time. We know this by now. I will just keep attacking Jack Greinke. You pitch to enough contact, eventually a big league team is going to take you to town, like AK the Astros did to Nate Eovaldi on Tuesday. One of these days, Greinke is going to give up home run derby. He's very good at avoiding it. He's a veteran for a reason. He gets paid, but he's good at – he's going to get it. And Grandal at 39, I'll sign up for that one as a nice value play. Kyle Higashioka should get the start because he's Cole's personal catcher. He's 3,200. But again, if you don't want to, if you don't mind fading Giolito, it doesn't have to be a stack, just a one-off. MJ Melendez at 3,100 with Salvi going on the IL. Melendez should be slotted in at catcher, first base, outfield, DH, at least one spot. He should be in that lineup every single day. He's $3,100. He makes for a great tournament punt at the position. Sam Huff at 27. It's against Ohtani. It's a little tough. Gonna be honest, a little tough. Not in love with it. But you'll get some other good values down here, like Heinemann for Pittsburgh at 23 is a potential punt. But I think Melendez is who I want if I'm going cheap at the catcher's position. First base, Vladito has been quiet, but Marco Gonzalez could wake that up at 5,900. You got Anthony Rizzo up here as well. But I don't mind saving a few dollars going to guys like Jordan or Jared Walsh at 44. I think he's in play versus Dunning. I like Dunning. Don't get me wrong. Jose Abreu is only 41. The White Sox are cheap, too cheap on this slate. So go get your Cole. Go get your Gossman. Play your White Sox. Here we go. But Abreu at 41 is something I like quite a bit. If you want a good tournament play, Michael Chavis is first base, second base at 38 against Drew Smiley. Chavis loves himself a left-handed pitcher. Loves him. So he's in play for you at a bit of a discount. Gavin Sheets, keep going to it. First base outfield for, guess it, the White Sox, $2,900. Love the value there with Gavin Sheets, either in the first base or the outfield. I don't care. I think it's a phenomenal value versus Zach Greinke. You got Frankie Schwindel at 27 and Rivas at 23 for Chicago versus Contreras. I love Chicago and Spruiker. I will go right back to Chicago value against Contreras. So you got White Sox value, Chicago value, Cubs value. You got the Chicago value on the slate to help you pay up for pitching. Second base on this one, you got Whit Merrifield at 48. If you want, he's heating up. But love Gleyber Torres value at 43. Continues to get the job done. Another RBI on Tuesday. Mentioned Michael Chavis at 38 for some potential savings. Johnny VR, I've talked about this on Bench with Bo. This is why I tell you guys for like DFS purposes, not a bad thing to listen to Bench with Bubba. I tell season-long guys to listen to quick hits because he keeps you in the loop on things. Johnny VR has been looking for some regular playing time. Johnny VR seems to play 120 to 130 games every year. Johnny VR gets a stable set of stats almost every year with some ceiling involved. Johnny VR now has stable playing time because of the injuries on the Cubs. That's what we've been waiting for. Went deep on Tuesday, had another RBI knock. Johnny VR is $3,500 versus Contreras. Get that value while you can, because if he keeps playing towards the top of that lineup, the price tag will go up. Other than that, at second base, nothing standing out at the moment. Third base position for you. Don't mind Arenado over Scherzer in a tournament, just because Scherzer will give a home run or two. If you want, you can. But like Brian Hayes at 43 versus Smiley, very much intriguing. Josh Donaldson, another nice night. Keep saying he's heating up, folks. He's 4K versus Lyles. That's a nice value. Yoan Moncada at 37, cheap White Sox. I'd actually prefer Donaldson over Moncada, but both are worth a gander in their matchups. And then maybe Donovan for St. Louis if you really need a punt, but I think there's better punts at better positions. Morel for Chicago got the call-up. He's third base outfield eligible. He went to Ding Dong City on Tuesday night. So keep in mind, he was tearing it up in AAA, got the call-up. He's third base outfield eligible at 2K for the Cubbies, and he went to Ding Dong City in his debut on Tuesday. Shortstop position, you got Bo Bichette at 53. Don't mind that at all. Timmy Anderson at 5K. Love that, to be honest. But if you don't want to pay up, there's plenty of options. As usual, you go down to the likes of potentially Edmundo Sosa at 26, Donovan at 26. Your punt is Velasquez of the Angels at $2,100. I actually wrote him up for my next Fantrax article that drops on Wednesday. He had a great week last week, hit safely in 6 or 7 games, hit almost 380, 390, something like that, with a home run and a couple steals. So Velasquez at 21. If you're looking for a shortstop punt, you're going there. Otherwise, you're paying up at the position. Outfield, Judge double-donged on Tuesday. He's in play versus Lyles for sure. Don't mind Trout either. Stanton's up to 57, so he's almost as expensive as Judge, so now it's just play Judge time. Taylor Ward went deep as well, so some good options up top, but I like the idea of Springer at 51 versus Gonzalez for a bit of savings for you. Lubob's only 47. I think that's outstanding for his setup there. He's been hitting like third and fourth more often than not, so that's really, really nice. But like Ian Happ's only 38 for the Cubbies. Love me some Cubbies in this one. Andrew Vaughn's 36 versus Granke, hitting in the middle of that order. Juan Yepes in a tournament at 33. Don't hate it. Getting down to our boy Joey Gallo at 32. That's just a great tournament price tag. Like, you're saving money. He's got double the triple dong upside. If he strikes out a million times, he's not going to crush you like a 5K guy would. It's a great tournament price for Joey Gallo. It is phenomenal. And a lot of the time, he's going to fail you. But when he goes off, it's going to be glorious. And Gavin Cheats at 29. I like that one. Like I mentioned earlier, quite a bit first base outfield eligible. Rafael Ortega leading off again for the Cubbies at 26 is a phenomenal value. Phenomenal value with Rafael Ortega. Then other than that, like Cole Calhoun went deep again. He's got Ohtani though, but $2,300 in a tournament as a punt, hoping for the long ball. That's what he can do. He's striking out almost 40% of the time over the last like 10 days, but he's hitting bomb after bomb after bomb. So it's all or nothing, and he's $2,300. And then I mentioned earlier, Morel from Chicago, third base outfield eligible, is $2,000. Recapping your pitching, the top five guys. You got Scherzer, Gosman, Cole, Ohtani, Gio, all awesome plays. I prefer Gosman, Cole. That's my 1-2. If you need a cheap punt, Dunning is your guy. If you're stacking things up, the Yankees are definitely in play versus Lyles again. Get all aboard that train. And then it gets fun because I can see going Toronto versus Gonzalez if you want. You don't have to. Love Chicago. Love Chicago. Don't mind a little Pittsburgh either, but love Chicago, the Cubbies. You can go with some Angels if you want, and then I'm going right back to the White Sox. Like, I almost want a White Sox-Cubs stack with Gosman and Cole. That's like where I'm at right now. We'll see what the lineups look like. And you could like you could stack Cubs and White Sox with Gosman and Cole and then get like two or three big bats still. Like, you need like a three-man and like two stud bats with two stud pitchers, and you can make it work. It'd be a lot of fun. That wraps up, folks. Make sure you follow me on the old Twitter there at BDintric. Check us out in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It is free. Also, if you give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow for another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This was your Wednesday, May 18th edition. I'm out.